little white grains.
Rice?
Mm-hmm. And what would you call non-tax paid alcoholic beverages? Illegal, in other words.
Oh, moonshine.
Any other name for that?
Liquor.
How about beer that you made at home?
Homebrew.
Mm-hmm. And if something made a good impression on your nostrils, you might say to a friend, just
smell this.
We talked about molasses earlier, and in fact you used this other word earlier, but something that's like molasses you pour on pancakes?
Syrup.
Okay, what's the chief difference between syrup and molasses?
I would say the thickness of it and the way it's made.
So you would say molasses
is much thicker than syrup.
And if it wasn't imitation maple syrup, you would say it's the opposite of imitation is
pure maple syrup.
Or gin. A three-syllable word beginning with gin. On a belt, it might be stamped blank leather.
Genuine.
And then sugar that's not sold in packages might be sold how?
By the pound, loose sugar.
Or anything that's sold in large quantities, you might say it's sold in?
Barrels or sacks.
B-U-L-K?
Bulk.
Okay. Then the sweet spread that you make out of apples or grapes and you put it on toast.
Jelly.
And you season your food with?
Salt.
And?
Pepper.
If there were a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he might say,
please may I have an apple?
Or if he wasn't being polite, he'd just say,
can I have an apple?
Or not, he's not even asking.
Hand me an apple.
Or?
I'll get an apple.
Or instead of hand me, he might say,
give me an apple.
It's not much longer now, about 2 minutes, I think. It wasn't one of these boys, it must have been
one of those.
Okay, and it's not here, it's
there, over there.
Yeah. Would you ever use another word? If it were further off, maybe it's over.
A ways.
Would you use yonder?
Yonder. Mm-hmm. Probably. Over yonder.
Is that further away than over there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't do it that way, do it
this way.
And if somebody said something and you didn't hear them, what would you say to make them repeat?
Well, I think the usual thing is, pardon me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If a man had plenty of money, he has nothing to worry about, but life is hard on a man.
Who is wealthy? Or who has plenty of money?
What's the opposite of wealthy?
Poor.
Okay. If you had a group of peach trees, you'd say you had a peach
orchard.
And if someone came up to you and said, is that your orchard? You might reply, no, I'm just a neighbor, and then point and say, he's the man
who owns the orchard.
Mm-hmm. And when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy
whose father was rich.
Good. That is sometimes so hard to get out of people. They keep saying the boy who was rich, and they can't get that it's the father and it's the who's that we want to get in it. Inside of a cherry, you have
a pit or a seed.
And inside a peach?
A seed.
All right. Now, if there are two kinds of peaches, one the flesh is tight against
the
seed.
Yes, one is a free stone and one is a cling stone.
It's tight in a cling stone and breaks away in a free stone. Mm-hmm. Any other names for those?
Yes, and I'm trying to think right now.
Press peach?
Press peach is the type that you can make pickle out of, but it's cling stone.
Mm-hmm. Which kind is Alberta?
That's a freestone.
Okay.